Section 314 podcast. My name's Sam. I'll be your host. And with me as always is Maggie. I want to go ahead and say I made a mistake the other day off of like the few hours of sleep I got after Christmas. I said that the Red Wings released their coach that they just hired. So I want to go ahead and correct that now while I can. So yeah, Todd McClellan, you know, the old San Jose Sharks coach, is now the new Red Wings coach. Just to clarify, I knew immediately after the episode. I was like, oh, I made a mistake. So I just want to go ahead and clarify that. But to make up for it, the Blues did win. You know, they scored a touchdown against the Nashville Predators the other night with my cousins being there. So that was just about one of the best games you'll see all season, I think. What did you think of the game, Maggie?
I thought it was a really fun game. Lots of goals. Which means kind of less defense, but 7 goals for the Blues is pretty cool. We don't ever see that often. Cam Fowler had his first goal as a Blue, which is super cool.
That was an excellent slap shot.
Yeah, that shot was awesome. Robert Thomas had 2 goals that game. Kyrou scored. Broberg scored. Pareko scored. Bolduc, just a lot of people got on the board. That was a fun game to watch. Tucker in the fight, get the Blues going. Always good to have a rivalry with the Preds. Looks like shots on goal were 30 for both teams. Just happy that we could get the win, especially against a struggling Predators team.
Yeah, I think it was important that something that the Blues need to be doing more often, and obviously they did against the Predators, is they got that 2-0 lead. They started off fast, and they got their shots off, and then, you know, next thing you know, it's 2-0 Blues, and you know that it's right there. You know, just setting the tone, dictating the game, and you know that from there on out, it was just, you know, a bloodbath, and you know that's what the Blues need to do more often, to set the toning. That's what's going to help, you know, kind of create momentum, create confidence in your players and the whole team all around. It's just going to make you play better naturally when you can, you know, get in there, get down and dirty, and set the tone for the team. So we, you know, we won 4-0 against the Red Wings, and now we stomped the Predators 7-4. So we're hoping to continue that today against the Buffalo Sabres in an afternoon game. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes, and then we'll be off to Chicago for the Winter Classic. Yeah, but the Preds, their first goal, they got it right at the, the 2 goals, let's see, they got 4 goals. So their first goal for the Predators, like, they got it, like, right as their power play ended. And they were just getting shots off on Hofer, and they just picked up a rebound that we just couldn't clear away. And then the Predators' second goal, it was on the power play. And then if you kind of pay attention to, like, what's going on in that play when they got that goal, you could see, like, the puck was in the corner to the right of Hofer, I believe, in the corner. And we had so many guys in that corner trying to get the puck. And it's like, you know, on a PK, you know, you got to stay in the open space towards the front of the net, or at least stay with the guy that you're marking. And we all got caught just chasing the puck. And that's what caused their second goal. But I mean, other than that, we played, you know, all around a solid game.
Yeah, like I said, it was a lot of fun to watch. I always do get nervous with those high-scoring games, you know, that the other team may come back, because we've seen some crazy high-score games this season with, like, overtime and stuff like that. So I'm glad that they walked away with the win. And they have Buffalo today at 2 p.m. in Enterprise Center. The Sabres are 13-19-4. They just went on, like, a 13-game losing streak, so I'm really hoping the Blues can wake up today and just pound the Sabres.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I mean, we're only a few days away from the Winter Classic here, so I don't know. I always just feel like our early games, like in the afternoon or whatever, I just feel like they always just go weird. I don't know why. I just feel like we always just, it's like no matter how we're playing lately, the game that we have, it's just thrown off. Maybe it's like, you know, not enough sleep in the morning. You know, you got to start your day off earlier. I don't know. But it just feels like we don't usually play as well in these early afternoon games. What do you think?
I agree. I think they're just more on that routine of traveling and, you know, having that whole day to rest and then going to the rink at like 4 or 5 to play a 7 p.m. game. Here, they're probably getting ready to go to the rink now for this 2 p.m. start. So, I mean, you lose a lot of time to rest and just like hang out, be with family, sleep, whatever. Yeah, I don't understand why they do the early games. I would rather them play like a later game, even if it was on a Sunday, just so it could help them keep their routine and, you know, keep them going as to what they're used to. So, and then the Winter Classic game is also like a 4 p.m. game. So I think that would be good for them, though.
Well, that Winter Classic one, that kind of makes sense because it's like, you know, you're going to, you know, the game, when you think about it, you know, hockey, NHL games, you know, they take about, what, like 2.5 hours approximately. And then so, you know, it's like it gives people time after the game to, like, you know, go find a bar, go find some dinner, stuff like that before the new year and the ball drop and stuff like that. So, but the ones like today, it's just like, it just seems, I mean, I, you know, we're not in charge of the schedule is, you know, as messed up as it can be sometimes for the Blues this year, as we've talked about. But yeah, and also like another thing, side note, with the World Junior Championship starting, Dalibor Dvorsky from Slovakia, he's been playing pretty well. Jacob, I'm going to totally fudge this name up. Jacob Stancil from Czechia, he scored a hat trick the other day. Blues prospect, 2023 NHL draft. He's a 4th round pick, but he just got a hat trick the other day for Czechia. So that's something to look out for. So you know, it looks like our young guys in the tournament this year, they're lighting it up.
Yeah, I was looking at Twitter this morning. It looks like they're playing right. Some teams are playing right now, and they keep mentioning the Blues prospect. So it's kind of cool that is out there. Especially with saying that they had the most prospects at the World Juniors, I think 9 out of any other NHL team. So that's hopeful for our future for sure.
And usually I don't pay too close attention to this tournament. I mean, I'll watch it and stuff like that, but not super closely. You know, I'll throw it on just because, you know, it's hockey and I love watching hockey. But like, if you're a St. Louis Blues fan, it's like, you have the most prospect. You have 9 prospects in this tournament, you know, that, you know, you've drafted, you've acquired. So it's like, you're going to eventually see them in the future as a Blue. So it's like, you want to see them now in this tournament, you know, one of the biggest tournaments in hockey. And you want to see how they perform and how they play with one another and, or against each other, and just kind of see what their skill set's like, and to kind of see like, okay, this could go well for the Blues, or, you know, when he puts on the Blue, or maybe he could do this instead when he's a Blue, you know. And so it's definitely like a good time to, you know, sit down and watch and see what the future of the St. Louis Blues is going to be in, you know, the next, you know, couple years.
Yeah, I agree. It's fun to watch. I see a lot of people on Twitter that are Blues fans that are actually paying attention to it. So it seems like they're getting super excited for what is yet to come. But I wanted to also point out that the Florida Panthers got shut out by the Montreal Canadiens 4-0 last night. Go Canadiens.
Wow.
Wow. That hyped me up so bad this morning when I read that.
So yeah, I'll be, this will probably be our last podcast for a hot minute until January 2nd when we do our Winter Classic special. We're going to have, you know, we're going to have 4 guests on. Right now, we're going to have 2 Blues fans, 2 Blackhawks fans. You know, I'm heading to Chicago tomorrow. I'm flying to Chicago tomorrow. Hotel's booked, flights are booked, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I'll be looking for some, I got somebody from Chicago who sent me a link. You know, he's like, hey man, like these are the hot spots to go to around Wrigley, stuff like that. My cousin who lives in Chicago, he also said that, you know, lots of places, especially like for like New Year's Eve, he's like, you have to have a ticket to get in, like you have to buy a ticket to get into that bar later, you know. It's like, so I kind of need to kind of start being proactive on, you know, where I want to go and what I want to do with the limited time I got down there, you know, a few days or whatever. But yeah, it's coming up, and it's coming up quick.
Yeah, shout out to your cousin, Sleepy Eggs.
Yeah, Sleepy Eggs.
He's the one who did our intro outro music, and he's the one in Chicago.
I asked him. I was like, "Are you going to the Winter Classic?" And he's like, "Nah, man." I was actually talking to him about this at Christmas, and he was like, "I was like, dude, you're not going to the Winter Classic, right?" Like, he said you're not going to be around. He's like, "Yeah, like he's like, my girlfriend and I, we had booked this trip to Mexico, but when we booked it, there was something in the back of my head that was like, there's something going on. I don't think it involves me, but I think there's something going on." And then later down the road, he found out, "Oh, the Winter Classic's going on," but it's like, he already booked the trip. So yeah, he's in Mexico right now having a good time. So unfortunately he won't be at the Winter Classic, but that's all right. He's in Mexico, so you can't really complain about that.
Can we talk about a Benner's Winter Classic mask? Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw that. It's beautiful. Yeah, if you haven't seen Jordan Bennington's mask, you know, go look it up. It's a tribute to, you know, obviously the Blues, but he's got Yadier Molina on there. He's got go ahead, Maggie.
He's got Albert Pujols and Waino, and then Waino actually like tweeted Benner, I think today or last night, was like, "It's such an honor. That's such a sick mask." Like, I wasn't expecting it to have, like, anything baseball on. I know, like, they're playing at Wrigley, but that's just, like, a really cool tribute. And that, man, I would put that mask in a case and just let it sit so everybody could see it. I wouldn't even wear it.
And, yeah, and for those who don't know, you know, like, St. Louis and Chicago, it's a huge rivalry in general, huge rivalry in sports. So, you know, with the Winter Classic being played at Wrigley Field where baseball is played, to put, you know, Cardinals players on your, you know, goalie mask for a hockey game, you know, that's some hardcore stuff right there. That, you know, you couldn't have done it a better way.
Yeah, it's a great tribute to players who have brought championships to St. Louis. So, you know, it's kind of an ode to them. I just got the chill saying that. So, but yeah, the rivalry is pretty big between the Cubs, the Cards, you know, Blues and Blackhawks. There will be a rivalry again, especially with this Winter Classic. I know it was pretty spicy back in the day, but it's kind of slowed down just because, you know, Blackhawks haven't been that great. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to watching the Winter Classic. I got to work that day, but I get off about an hour before puck drop. So plan on watching that at my house in Florida where it's 75 degrees, and plan on making some hot dogs for the game.
Oh yeah. You gotta put them, you just gotta have like a cooler full of them. Like, you know, like make them, wrap them up in like foil and just like throw it in like a cooler to keep them warm. So you can just like snack one by one without getting up.
Yeah, what if I did a hot dog eating contest?
Yeah, there you go.
How many hot dogs do you think I could eat?
Like, for like a whole NHL game?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say like four, and then you're gonna be like, "I can't do this anymore."
You did almost dare me to do
the 3-3-3 challenge.
Yeah, and that's what, beers?
Yeah, it's like three beer. Well, it's usually the 999 challenge, you know, for baseball, but for hockey, it's, you know, 3-3-3 challenge, you know, three beers, three hot dogs, three periods.
That's tough.
Right.
I'm gonna have to start lifting some weights for this. I got 2 days.
it's a marathon, not a race.
Yeah. I'm going to be in a food coma. I'm going to FaceTime you, and I'm going to gain about 400 pounds.
So I'm looking at, you know, if you're listening to this and you're going to the Winter Classic, you know, it's apparently it's raining in Chicago right now, high of 42. And then it's like 100% chance of rain. And then tomorrow is supposed to be, you know, partly cloudy, high of 43, you know, for people probably getting into Chicago by this point, trying to, you know, tour and hang out and whatever. And then Tuesday, day of the game, 70% chance of rain, high of 41. It looks like most of the rain, looks like it's going to be like super early morning, and then the chance of it for rain is going to die off, you know, the closer it gets to puck drop for the Winter Classic. So that's good. So hopefully the weather's not too crappy. Kind of seems like it's going to be similar to the Winter Classic in 2017, where it was, you know, cloudy, you know, misting rain, stuff like that. So maybe it kind of might be similar to that for the Winter Classic this year. So we'll see. It's probably, if it's a high, you know, if it's a high of 41 that day on New Year's Eve, it's going to be much better than, you know, minus 12 in 2022, where there's a wind chill minus 20. So that's you got that going for you. So this will be a cake. If you went to that Winter Classic, this will be a cakewalk.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm looking at the weather. But right now in Chicago, it says 42, but feels like 28. That's a huge, huge difference.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. But, you know, if you've been to a couple of these Winter Classics, if you've been, you know, outdoor football games, outdoor events in the winter and the cold, you know, you're built for this. You're ready. You got this. I actually got to go to, so I'm getting ready to move out of Denver. So I got to head to my storage unit today where all my stuff is and, you know, get some winter stuff, you know, get some extra winter stuff, you know, like my long johns, my winter pants, my gloves. I got to make sure I got an extra few jerseys with me for, you know, anybody that wants it, et cetera, you know, to borrow to wear for the game because I got friends and family coming up. So I want to make sure they have the option to, you know, I have like, you know, at least 10 Blues jerseys. So I want to make sure, you know, friends and family that go up there have a chance to, you know, have something to wear. You know, it's nice.
Yeah, that's very thoughtful and nice of you. You're a great Blues fan. I mean that. I know it sounds sarcastic, but I'm tired.
do you have anything else to add before we get out of here, before we head up to Chicago?
I don't think so. I hope that you guys have a great time. I can't wait to talk to all these people on Thursday the 2nd and kind of just hear everybody's experiences. So yeah, I got the questions lined up for Thursday. So everybody who's going to be on, you better be ready.
Oh, for sure. We are definitely ready. I've been waiting for this for a while. I think it's going to be a great episode. You know, if you didn't go to the Winter Classic, it's definitely going to be a great chance to listen in and just kind of see, like, you know, what it's like being there, you know, how people get ready, how, you know, what people do for this special event. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's just, you know, nothing serious. We're just, you know, we're sitting back, talking hockey and just hanging out, really.
Yeah, it should be a good time. I'm jealous. I would love to go to a Winter Classic that the Blues play. So hopefully next time they get one, I can go. Probably won't be for a while, though, because they've had, like, this is their third one in, like, 10 years, I feel like. So
yeah, pretty much.
So hopefully I can get to the next one.
I'm surprised Benman's that generous to us.
Yeah, no one cares about the Blues. You don't ever see them on social media or anything.
Yeah, unless we're like number one in the league or something.
We're still here and we're not leaving.
So I think they'll pretty much do it for us. Yeah, so I know Maggie, you gotta leave soon, and I gotta hop off here. So I gotta shower and start packing and stuff for tomorrow and stuff like that. So, you know, thank you again. You know, thank you again for listening to us. We definitely appreciate it so much for, you know, anybody that's still sticking around this long. You know, don't hesitate to stop by again to eat, relax, and take a little off of life. And until the ice is clean again, we'll see y'all very soon. Section 314, your favorite online tailgate.